Thank you, Susan. Our next speaker is going to be Miss Mary Jane Davis.
As she said, my name is Mary Jane Davis. I'm honored that you asked me to be here today. And to share a little with you, I went a word or two that I am the daughter of Homer and Lizzie Craft that some of you may know or your family may know. My dad was a part-time preacher, and he helped support different churches around Greenville and Camden, where I was born. So, and now, there were 10 of us, 8 boys, 2 girls. In the past 19 years, 7 siblings have passed away. 8 years ago, I lost a daughter, and that was very hard. But this year has been one of the hardest years. My brother Jack, who lived in California, died on October the 11th, 2018. 3 days later, my sister, my only sister, Ellie Mae, passed away. We were closest. We talked every day, and I mean every day. Sometimes I'd call her 2 and 3 times a day. And when I would call, and I would sing to her old country songs like Mockingbird Hill, the Tennessee Waltz. Sometimes I'd call her 2 or 3 times a day. And she'd say, and I would say, it's me. She said, what do you want now? And I can just hear her saying, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing? You know? And then it hurt when my brothers died. It did. It did. And then when she died, it just blew my mind. It really broke my heart. She had cancer, and we didn't know it till the week before she died. So, and then 6 weeks later, her oldest son passed away, Steve. And, you know, at that time, I wondered, how much more can I take? But, you know, 1 Corinthians 10:13 in part states, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. In essence, it says, God will not put more on us than we can handle. And sometimes I've wondered, you know, how much more can I handle in losing my family? There's only 3 of us left now. I got a brother in Union, brother in Alabama, and me here in Travers. I live in Travers Rest. So, very close members passing away in the last year. I know all of us have faced tragedies and experienced grief and death. The Bible tells of many times where grief struck. God's people, why should we be different? King David had many troubles and sorrows in his life, but continued to keep God first. Job 1:1 in part states, Job was perfect, upright, feared God, and turned from evil. But he lost everything he had except for his wife. He lost his children and substance. He lost everything. And then everyone wanted him to curse God, but Job did not. verse 20 shows how he mourned. And then in verse 21, Job says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In John 11:35, the verse plainly says, Jesus wept. He mourned for his friend Lazarus. In Ecclesiastes 3:2-4, we read, "There is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to worship, a time to laugh, and a time to mourn. This past year has been a time of mourning for my family and me. I am happy to have one of my daughters here with me this morning, Jan, and she is on Messenger Facebook sharing this with my daughter, Pat, in North Carolina. She couldn't be here. But with God's help, we will make it one day at a time. The dictionary gives a meaning for grief as a deep sorrow, especially that is caused by someone's death. That grief was multiplied by 5 in less than 1 year for me this past year. If it had not been for the Lord, my family, my church family, I could not have made it. It is still hard at times, as I'm crying now. But as Philippians 4:6-7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Thank you, and thank you for having me.